This is Money Talk.
I can take money and I can make it into more money.
25 years on the air with advice on money matters. Here's your host, Bob Brinker.
And Bob's taking the day off today. My name is Tom Vakar, proud and honored to be sitting in for Bob, and we're going to be talking about money issues and money matters and all of that stuff. And, of course, one of the things that's looming and looming large now is, of course, tax season, April the 18th. Taxes due. Got to pay them. And if you don't have the money to pay, you need to file, and there are a lot of reasons why. And it's important, and it's important because this is one of those things where a lot of people, it's amazing the number of people that don't even file at all for years on end. And I know most of our listeners certainly do, but some interesting questions to ask. And joining us will be Rafael Tulino, who is the IRS spokesperson. And Rafael is going to talk to us about some of those things. So as soon as we get him on the line, we will do that, and I'm told he is on the line. So, Rafael, welcome. And first of all, I guess April the 18th this time, huh?
Hi, Tom. Yeah, thanks for having me. April the 18th is a deadline this year because of a holiday called Emancipation Day, which falls on Friday the 15th. So Emancipation Day is a holiday in D.C., and because the folks in D.C., per a law that was passed, I think a few years ago, got an extra day to file, we all got an extra day to file based on legislation that came out of Congress because of it. So the bottom line is it moves to the next day, which is a Saturday, and so we're moving it all the way over to Monday, the 18th, as the filing deadline goes. So that makes sense.
Why is it so important? A lot of people don't necessarily take this seriously because extensions are so easy, but why is it important to file something by the 18th?
Right. So if you have a requirement to file, and a lot of folks don't necessarily have to file based on their income and the amount they make. So by law, if you make a certain amount, you do have to file a return. So that said, it's important that you file, even if you don't have to file, because you could be missing out on some deductions or credits that could be coming your way, per what the law says in your situation. And there's so many of those. So you're missing out on money that could be coming back to you, based on not filing a return, right? The other thing is, if you do have a requirement to file and you can't full pay, then you are at least urged to file the return and pay what you can, and then work something out with the IRS, usually involving an installment agreement or something like that, where you can pay over time. Because the penalty for having a balance due and not filing is much greater than not than having the balance due and filing. In other words, if you don't file and you have the requirement to have a balance due, you risk paying much more down the road than filing the return and not full paying, if that kind of clarifies a little bit.
It sure does. Now, one of the things that we know is that the IRS has been beset with people filing false income tax returns, stealing people's information, sometimes making up stuff out of whole cloth. How's that battle going?
Going pretty good. You know, we're working quite a bit behind the scenes. We have a lot of resources going into the prevention, the detection, victim assistance. We understand and we realize a lot of folks find out about it within the tax system. In other words, you don't really know what's going on until somebody has filed a return in your name, that kind of a thing. So we have a huge amount of resources going to identity theft and protection of returns in terms of if it happens to you, what to do. If you think it happened outside the system, we have a form. We want you to let us know that it could be something that we'd have to deal with within the tax system. And then we have verification letters that go out, a 5071C letter. The IRS is getting some activity that we think a return that might be from somebody, not you. We'll send a letter to you to verify. So we've got a lot of tools in our chest, if you will, to combat identity theft and all the fraud going out there. But it's really the top priority, to be quite honest.
You know, it's really interesting because it just seems that a lot of people, for whatever reason, think that it's just okay to steal from other people, or in this case, even steal from the taxpayers. When you guys go after these people, do you get any reasons for it other than the sheer greed of it, or is it that it was made easy, or that they figured out a way to get around the system? How's that work out?
Yeah, so the first thing is we have lots of resources in the criminal investigation part of things. So we opened hundreds and hundreds of cases last year and closed those hundreds and hundreds of cases in terms of, you know, getting sentencings and convictions for those who perpetrate identity theft and fraud and that kind of thing. It's the psychology behind it. I honestly don't know. From what I have read in some of those releases and some of the quotes from U.S. attorneys and DOJ and all that is that this folks tend to think they can game the system, if you will, by doing that, and maybe just like anything else, greed plays a role, and whatever the bad guys can do to get a hold of some money, they're reaching out to do it. It's just prevalent and pervasive, and we're doing what we can to combat it.
Now, there's some people that are coming up on a deadline here in May about doing something called file and suspend. I'm sure you're aware of this. How is that going, and what do people need to know that they can do now if they qualify that they won't be able to do after the May deadline?
Yeah, so I'm not quite sure. File and suspend? So give me some details behind that.
Well, I understand that what can happen is that if I, for example, file and then I immediately suspend it, my spouse can collect money greater than what she is collecting. And I understand that that all expires in May because it turned out that the government felt that it was paying out way too much money to couples through this program. But if this is not something that's come up on your radar, I can say, though, that this file and suspend is something that's coming up. I believe it's May the 19th is when it goes away.
I am not aware of that at all, Tom. I don't know if that's in the tax system or not. It's completely new to me, to be honest with you, in terms of what that is. I can look into it, of course, and find out what that might be. But off the top, I honestly have no idea what that is.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll do this when I host this show again, which I think will be sometime in May. Maybe we can certainly talk about that. A couple more questions. How's the manning and the womening at IRS? You guys seem to have some issues with staffing at this point.
Yeah, through attrition or retirement. So the government in general, but the IRS is no different, is laden with baby boomers, if you will, who are retiring. A lot of folks are leaving the service and taking their institutional knowledge with them. Institutional knowledge, that is. So we are losing a lot of folks, and because of the way things are looking with resources and budgeting and, you know, in terms of what we get as a whole from Congress and such, there's not much coming in behind for hiring and such. As a matter of fact, there was an interesting stat I read. The commissioner testified at the National Press Club about 3 weeks ago, and one of the things he said that I read in his speech was we have about 86,000 employees, maybe even less than that, 85,000 now. We've lost about 2,000 or 3,000 in the last year or so. But of that number, fewer than 200 are under age 25. So we've got a bit of an aging workforce, and a lot of folks are moving on, and we are doing the best we can with the resources we can to administer and enforce with what we have.
So what do I do to help myself to get the fastest refund I can?
File with a computer, in other words, e-file, choose direct deposit. So you're doing a paperless tax return. For most, that's 21 days or less in terms of the time needed to get a refund for us to you. The reason why is we're trying to balance quick refunds, right, without sending fraudulent refunds out the door to begin with. So we're getting returns in, and through all the detectors and screens and filters we've got in place, we don't want to send that money that's fraudulent, if that's the case, out the door to begin with. So we're asking, and even if it's a legitimate return, for a little more time and a little more patience, if you will, as we behind the scenes make sure we're being, I guess, the best stewards of taxpayer money, if you will.
So if I get one of those letters saying we need to check things out, I do have to be patient?
Yes, we ask that for sure.
And I think if I end up waiting too long, I can also call a taxpayer advocate at the IRS who is supposed to be there to represent my interests, looking to make sure that the thing just hasn't been lost in the shuffle.
Yeah, you can go to the advocate. You definitely want to contact the agency first and find out what's going on with your account first. The advocate is a kind of a separate entity, but yes, they do cut through the red tape. If you've got a systemic issue, if you've got an issue with the agency and they're saying one thing and you're saying another and we can't come to a resolution, the advocate is a good spot to go to for sure to help solve problems. They are definitely there for you. They don't answer. They're within the IRS, but they don't necessarily answer the IRS, and they were set out of the Restructuring Act in 1998. To do just that, to help taxpayers who come to a standstill, if you will, with the IRS. But you do want to use them if you need, and the Taxpayer Advocate Service is a good spot for that. And you can find that and everything else on IRS.gov. You just type in Taxpayer Advocate Service.
Rafael Tolino, thank you so much for talking to us. Filing day is 4/18, and we thank you very much for your time on this weekend.
No worries, Tom. Thanks for having me.
All right, you're welcome. My name's Tom Bakar. I'm sitting in for Bob, and Bob will be back next week. And we are going to continue. The number to call if you have any questions about anything is 1-800-934-2221. One of the questions I asked in the first hour, and I think it's worth asking again, is who do you think will be best for your portfolio? Who will be best for the stock market? Who will be best for the economy? All the other issues are important, but this is a specific question. Who do you think is the candidate who will best serve the interests of your portfolio, the stock market, all of the other investment vehicles that we have, including real estate? Who do you think would be best? Number to call, 1-800-934-2221. My name is Tom Bakar, and this is Money Talk.
Money Talk.
Are you ready to take back control of your life? Do you feel like you're doing everything you can to lose weight, but you're not seeing the results you want? Hi, guys. It's Jillian, and I'd like to tell you about MIVIP Surgery Centers. I've personally met with their board-certified world-class surgeons. They've performed thousands of procedures, and I can genuinely say they're going to provide the best service and personalized care possible for you. They're going to work with you every step of the way and help determine which weight loss procedure is the right choice for you. MIVIP's state-of-the-art facilities and latest technology in robotic-assisted surgery even allows you to go home the same day of your surgery. Call them today at 877-228-2500 or visit them online at MIVIPtoday.com. Experience the VIP patient treatment at MIVIP Surgery Centers with locations throughout Southern California. A new beginning is waiting for you at MIVIP. Visit MIVIPtoday.com or call them now, 877-228-2500. That's 877-228-2500.
Hey, the Newport Beach Film Festival starts April 21st. You can see more than 400 films, experience nightly post parties and celebrity mixers. Newport Beach Film Festival prides itself on bringing the best in new, local, internationally, and critically acclaimed cinema to Newport Beach. For tickets, go to NewportBeachFilmFest.com.
Looking for the truth about medical and political controversies? Join Dr. Gregory A. Smith, producer of the hit film American Addict, for Truth, Medicine, and Politics every Saturday night at 9, right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Staying healthy is difficult. You've got health questions, I've got health answers. I'm Dr. Bob Martz, and tune into my show Sunday morning at 10, right after the Motorman. Sponsored by Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and Chia Omega at finer health food stores.
If you have to call a plumber, why not call one who shows up on time and smells good? Like Mike Diamond, the Smell Good Plumber, at 1-800-446-MIKE. Or you can always book your appointment online at MikeDiamond.com.
I wish this bag under my eye would just go away. If that sounds like you every morning, you're not alone. Bags and puffiness under the eyes are a problem for millions of American men and women unless you have Genucel, the plant stem cell treatment from Chamonix. Then, ladies and gentlemen, you'll have no bags and puffiness. Listen to Susan from New Jersey. She said, I've been using Genucel for a couple of months. The puffiness around my eyes is gone. Even the crow's feet and the small lines have disappeared and haven't come back. I love your product. I use it under my eyes, around my cheekbones, and on my eyelids. It's not just Susan. I use it, and I love it. And with the instant effects, you'll see results in the first 12 hours, or you get your money back. That is guaranteed. Call now, and you'll save big on Genucel's risk-free introductory offer. The number, 800-663-2495, 800-663-2495. Plus, right now, during the Chamonix Spring Clearance Event, Chamonix will double your order for free. 800-663-2495. That's 800-663-2495.
Paint is on a roll at the Home Depot. With the best paints for any project and any budget, like Glidden Premium, our best value paint now even less at just $17.97 a gallon. It's thick, so it covers in fewer coats, and it's easier to apply. That means less time, less money, and more weekend. Time to get rolling. Starting with Glidden Premium, our best value paint and primer, just $17.97 a gallon at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, see store for details.
Your bracket picks were based on months of research, and you still tanked. Janet from accounting picked the teams with the cutest mascot.
Basketball is so fun and easy.
Let the healing begin at Hooters. Watch the tourney on a bazillion flat screens. And while supplies last, get a free Hooters pint glass. Ask your Hooters girl for details. Feel like a winner, just like Janet.
Wait, are you a gardener? because you just got hosed.
Hooters.
This is Money Talk.
And this is Tom Baker sitting in for Bob Brinker, who is away for the day, taking a well-deserved break, and I'm honored and proud to be sitting in for him. And what we're going to do is go to the calls. We talked about a couple of subjects, but let's first talk to Jim in Omaha, Nebraska. Jim, go ahead.
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, your question you were asking about, well, there's five candidates left, two on the Democrat and three on the Republican. I would take the candidate that I feel would be closest to the Constitution. That would be Ted Cruz.
Okay, and what do you think he'll do for the economy? Is it enough that he's close enough to the Constitution, or do you think that if he follows the Constitution, a good economy will follow?
Exactly. If he does follow the Constitution, and I really do believe that he will, I think, obviously, if he does, that hopefully he'll look at the budget, he'll look at the cabinets underneath him that he will be controlling and nominating individuals to run those cabinets and possibly get rid of some of those cabinets we do not need, considering the Constitution probably states why we don't need them, and the agencies that we may not need, and the wasteful spending. So if he, out of all the candidates that are left, now there was two other candidates before him that left the campaign, obviously, and that were closer to the Constitution. That was Rand Paul and Rubio. But I feel that, just to be clear of what I'm trying to get at when I say Rand Paul and Rubio, I have talked to many of people I've been following for the last 6 years, kind of re-educating myself on how we've been indoctrinated or educated through the years. And so I re-educated myself on what kind of governance that we want, what kind of governance that we are, not a democracy but a republic and a constitutional republic. And so I look at the individuals that ran for office. I looked at individuals that could have ran for office that are just like them. Obviously, I brought up Rand Paul, Rubio, and then, of course, Ted Cruz. But I also look at Mr. Lee from Utah. I look at in the Senate. I look at in the House, Amash, Trey Gowdy, Gobert from Texas, Trey Gowdy from South Carolina. These are individuals that do speak to the people. When they speak on the Constitution. I do find it ironic, though, that other House members and senators and the media would badmouth these individuals I just mentioned because they talk about the Constitution. The people that badmouth them, the other House members, the media, and the senators, are doing that for one reason. They would not be able to do what they're doing in Washington, D.C. right now if they didn't follow the Constitution. If they would follow the Constitution, they wouldn't be able to do it. So they badmouth these individuals because they're talking to the people and educating the people on the Constitution, and they don't want them. They don't want us to be educated because then they wouldn't be able to do what they're doing. I'm going to leave you with that.
Very good. I appreciate.
Huh?
No. Very good. I appreciate it very much, and I thank you for your call. And what we are going to do is we are going to go to Bill in Wichita. Bill, go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, appreciate the call. Hey, I have a question. There was a guy about an hour ago I was trying to get on. He had to do regarding the medicines and all that stuff. And I don't know if he's familiar with it or he's thought about it. I know a lot of this other stuff's been going on. But I'd like to put a little deal out there. The only one that I have heard bringing any companies back is Donald Trump. Now, I'm a Democrat, but I wouldn't vote for that toxic side for nothing. But anyway, this, our companies that Donald Trump is the only one that said he'd bring back are the ones that we had making medical supplies and stuff and medicine over here. Now it's coming out of China, Japan, all over. And we don't know what we're getting. So if he wants to keep this other guy, if he wants to keep all that medical money in the United States, then you ought to get a hold of, ought to vote for somebody that's going, that said, the only one that said, that they would bring the jobs back from overseas.
All so, right. Well, that you make
what that would impact our medical.
No, it certainly could. I appreciate very much your call. And what we are going to do is, first of all, have me apologize for something. I blew a gasket or something, and Barbara of Birmingham reminds me, and she's going to come on in just a second. When I was talking to the IRS just recently, I talked about file and suspend. That's a Social Security issue, and what that means is if you are going to be a Social Security recipient, a very important benefit is going to end in the month of May, and that benefit, of course, is that if you file and you suspend, you immediately file and then you immediately suspend, your spouse can collect a higher amount of money because of that, and your continued growth of your retirement fund continues at, I think, 8% a year. Barbara, obviously I messed up on that, but add to that. What else do you think people ought to know about that?
Well, I think that's wonderful. I mean, you know a great deal, but I just thought I'd call and, say just what you said, that it's not IRS's problem. It's Social Security, and they have corrected it, and it can no longer be done. And
right. I guess it'll be middle of May or late May that you can no longer do this. But if you're right there in that group of people that qualify, there's a tremendous benefit that inures to you. It's called file and suspend.
Right.
And it's folks that are right at retirement age and really need to take a look at that. So file and suspend. And, again, folks, forgive me. I was so busy doing a bunch of other things here that I got my agencies mixed up. But that's the way it goes.
You know a great deal more than I do. But I just know that is a Social Security problem and, something that they overlooked that people could do. Whether they do it intentionally or not, but they have corrected it and it's being taken care of. But
that will do something to lengthen the life of Social Security. But I do appreciate that very much for telling me that. And again, folks, I apologize for that. I got my agencies mixed up. And what we are going to do is we're going to come back and take some more phone calls. The number to call is 1-800-934-2221. That's 1-800-934-2221. And we're going to talk more about a number of things. Again, who you think will be best for America in the White House, but you can also talk about any of the other issues. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Mike, who wants to know about taking some money out of his 401k to make payments for a house, or at least a down payment. I know something about that personally. We'll be back. This is Tom Bakar, and this is Money Talk.
This is Money Talk.
To make your car go, press your foot down on the pedal.
Coming up on The Next Drive Home with Jillian Barber and John Phillips, we'll tell you if there were any more crazy police chases over the weekend.
I'm just saying, I'm in that mood. It could happen. I might not be here Monday.
Live and local right after Dr. Drew and Psycho Mike right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
I'm the rock and roll chemist. My name's Eric Johan. I've been in the mold business behind Got Mold Home Warranty. I've been doing this for a hell of a long time, 15 years. We have the only product that's EPA approved for killing mold on contact and stopping its regrowth. When you call a mold company, they'll say we get a free estimate, but they'll go to the home and no estimate's always the same because they're saying we can't see behind the walls. That's the first thing. So an estimate could be anything from $3,000 to $50,000. You'd never know. Most people and remediators go out and they give a 90-day or some of them give a year on the work that they do, but mold grows back within 24 hours, and there's no product out there that actually kills mold and stops its regrowth. But our product, Pro Strong Arm, EPA approved, it doesn't grow back, period. All you home sellers out there, call me at 844-800-MOLD, or you can go on our website at gotmoldhw.com. If you need to contact me for any reason with your mold, I'll pop over. Don't hesitate. Call me, 844-800-MOLD.
I wish these bags under my eyes would just go away. If that sounds like you every morning, you're not alone. Bags and puffiness under the eyes are a problem for millions of American men and women, unless you've got Genucel, the plant stem cell treatment from Chamonix. And ladies and gentlemen, you have no bag and puffiness problem. Listen to Susan from New Jersey. She wrote, I've been using Genucel for a couple of months. The puffiness around my eyes is gone. Even the crow's feet and the small lines have disappeared and haven't come back. I love your product. I use it under my eyes, around my cheekbones, and on my eyelids. And not only Susan, folks, I use it too, and I love it. And with its instant effects, you're going to see results in the first 12 hours of your money back. I guarantee it. So call now, and you'll save big on Genucel's risk-free introductory offer. Call 800-631-6443, 1-800-631-6443. Plus, right now, during the Chamonix Spring Clearance Event, Chamonix will double your order absolutely free. 800-631-6443, 800-631-6443. Genucel from Chamonix.
It's Peter Tilton. You know, I'd like to tell you about the excellent physicians at Valley Presbyterian Hospital and the wide variety of services that they offer. Well, since 1958, the emergency department at Valley Presbyterian Hospital has been dedicated to providing critically needed services to the San Fernando Valley and surrounding areas. Did you know every single day, the Valley Press physicians and medical staff treat a wide range of serious and life-threatening injuries and illnesses, and they even have specific certifications so they can treat pediatric and stroke emergencies. Valley Press is also designated a STEMI receiver center for the most critical heart attack patients. Valley Presbyterian Hospital is ready to dispense critical care within 90 minutes of the onset of chest pain and, of course, non-life-threatening emergencies, too. Fast-track emergency care is specifically designed to treat urgent needs like cuts and sports injuries and colds and fevers, and they're committed to providing the community with the very best quality of service. To learn more about Valley Press, go to valleypress.org/emergency or simply call them at 818-782-6600. That's 818-782-6600.
Are you ready to take back control of your life? Do you feel like you're doing everything you can to lose weight, but you're not seeing the results you want? Hi, guys. It's Jillian, and I'd like to tell you about MIVIP Surgery Centers. I've personally met with their board-certified world-class surgeons. They've performed thousands of procedures, and I can genuinely say they're going to provide the best service and personalized care possible for you. They're going to work with you every step of the way and help determine which weight loss procedure is the right choice for you. MIVIP's state-of-the-art facilities and latest technology in robotic-assisted surgery even allows you to go home the same day of your surgery. Call them today at 877-228-2500 or visit them online at MIVIPtoday.com. Experience the VIP patient treatment at MIVIP Surgery Centers with locations throughout Southern California. A new beginning is waiting for you at MIVIP. Visit MIVIPtoday.com or call them now, 877-228-2500. That's 877-228-2500.
Hey, the Newport Beach Film Festival starts April 21st. You can see more than 400 films. Experience nightly post-parties and celebrity mixers. Newport Beach Film Festival prides itself on bringing the best in new, local, internationally, and critically acclaimed cinema to Newport Beach. For tickets, go to NewportBeachFilmFest.com.
Hi, I'm Anthony Nardo, owner of Reborn Cabinets. My dad started Reborn Cabinets 30 years ago upon his core value that we should treat every customer's home as if it were our own. And BBB knows we still value every customer and their feedback just as much as the day we started. You can trust BBB's customer reviews because they ensure the information you find out about Reborn Cabinets is verified and truthful. Our BBB accreditation puts us on the short list of remodelers BBB has verified. Reborn Cabinets invites you to check out our reviews at BBB.org.
News. Talk. Evil. 790 KABC.
Bob Brinker is taking the day off. My name's Tom Baker. Honored to be sitting in for him and taking telephone calls. And let's go to Bloomington, Illinois. And Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Tom. I had a question about taking money out of my 401k under a special provision of 72T, I think it was, which provides annual installments for the greater period of 5 years or up to age 59 and a half to be able to use to pay for the purchase of a new home.
Well, I know you can borrow money. It turns out, turn your radio down, but it turns out that a lot has to do with your plan, but you can borrow money against your 401k and make a down payment on a house. I did exactly that same thing, and then you have to slowly pay it back. If you are working, it has to be paid back over a period of time, and then when you stop working, I think then it all has to be paid back, which means it'll come out of that bigger principal. But some, it depends on your 401k rules as well. But it is not uncommon. Now, a lot of people do something that probably they shouldn't do. Now, they, you know, with the recession, a lot of them had to do it, and that was borrow money against their 401k just to live. But there are provisions to borrow money out of a 401k for a down payment on a house, and you can pay that back over a very long period of time. And I believe you still have to be working to do that. But the reality of the situation is that the IRS eventually is going to want its money. So you have to go according to the rules of the plan. But it is entirely possible. I know that because I did exactly that.
Was that for a first-time home in your situation?
Yeah, the reason was because I hadn't bought a house in quite a few years. Because I think a first-time home buyer is a person considered, if I recall, I think you had not purchased a home in the last 3 years, and as long as you were in that situation, they considered you to be a first-time home buyer. So that is possible, but obviously you want to call your 401 account people and see what the rules are, because the rules are going to be the thing that govern ultimately. So thank you very much for your call. And now we will go to Francis in Buffalo, New York. Francis, are you there? Oh, it's okay. Francis apparently is in the middle of this whole file and suspend situation. Go ahead, Francis.
Yeah, can you hear
me?
Yep,
go ahead. Yep, gotcha.
I'm on my cell, so I might break up. But, yeah, I'm right in the middle of I'm 70 and a half, so I had to start withdrawing. And my wife is 66, and she just filed. And she found out about the file and suspend. She can file and then turn on suspend, and then draw half of my Social Security, and still her Social Security will still grow. So
the point is she's going to get a lot of money, a lot more than she would have had she not filed and suspended.
Right. Her Social Security will continue to grow. But in the meantime, she's working. She can still draw half of mine. So when she gets to be 70, she'll have the full amount.
Not to mention the fact that she's collecting money now, and her retirement still continues to grow. But unfortunately, all of this goes away sometime in May. So people that are in this situation need to think about this. You got to be of retirement age, and you got to think about this. And you've really got very little time, less than a month or two at most, to deal with this.
Exactly. I'm surprised that guy from the IRS didn't know about it. I realize it's Social Security.
Yeah, no, that was my fault because I wrongly assumed something. He's with the IRS, and while it does have implications for taxes, this is really the Social Security Administration. My mistake, I don't want to do anything other than take responsibility for that. Thank you so much, Francis. And now let us go to Marvin in Toledo, Ohio.
Thank you for taking my call.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello, go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
As far as any particular candidate was going to be favorable to my overall portfolio, I think I'm the only one that is going to be favorable or unfavorable, because I make the decisions as to what stocks and bonds and other things that I have to buy.
So obviously the financial aspect of your own personal wealth gathering is not going to be impacted by presidential politics. You'll make your decisions based on what cards are dealt by that person, whoever that person is.
Exactly. Now, I suppose that someone who ever gets in office can make some terrible, terrible decisions concerning the economy, that will have something. But also, in your opinion, aren't maybe the Federal Reserve and corporate earnings maybe more important, in your opinion?
Well, I think, the economy as a whole is made up of many, many millions of parts. Many of those parts are people, but then there are all kinds of other agencies, and there are all kinds of other things. So I think that it all kind of meshes together, and I don't think any one thing, whether it's a president of the United States or the Federal Reserve or, whether it's, some corporation like General Motors, makes in the ultimate terms that much of a difference. I think what it is a mishmash of things that all come together, some of which have more influence than others. But I'm not so sure that any one thing really makes all that much a difference, because many of those things that have to be decided are not decided in pure vacuums. They're decided in the court of public opinion and the court of political opinion. So as far as I'm concerned, and I appreciate your call, as far as I'm concerned, I think there's much more to it than whether one person or another is going to make that big of a difference. But let us do this. Let us go to Dolores in Hamburg, New York, who disagrees. She's got a champion. Go ahead, Dolores.
Hi, thank you. I'd just like to say my consideration is Donald Trump. I've been researching him since the 80s, and he said he was going to run for president if there's trouble. He is not an outsider. He is truly an American who has succeeded in the American dream, and his budget abilities, he could not have succeeded unless he had budget competence and people around him that surrounded him. The fact that he hasn't gone through the political thing to be politically correct is something other. But the fact that the man is competent and capable in making judgments and doing it without one of those screens that you have to read, which is a control, the Democrat and Republicans are attacking him. They have 44 million against him to stop him. That's why Kasich's in there. That's why
you think, though, that,
in there. Pardon?
Right, but you think that Trump is the guy who is going to make the economy run better and work better?
I'm certain he will, because his intention is not just subjective. It's an objective analysis of something that is very badly run, which is the government. They give with one hand, take away with two, and the small businesses are the ones that are being attacked and chewed up by larger corporations. Our farmers and many of the things that are going on are endangering our country and our liberty and our freedoms. And we need to preserve and protect the republic, not with someone that is a Cuban, Canadian Cuban. I don't know why anybody would want to do that, particularly with his history.
I understand. Well, I think you're making an important point, and I'm going to have to move on. But your vote is for Trump, and I appreciate your telephone call. Let us now go to Robert in San Francisco. Oh, Robert just went away. So let's talk to Anthony in New York City, New York. Go ahead, Anthony.
Hi there. I lost my wife last fall. I'm turning 60 this June. She worked all of her life. Would I still qualify for any of her Social Security benefits?
Well, in a short answer, probably not. Social Security benefits are not transferable to the surviving spouse. So if she died, you don't get her Social Security benefits. However, there is a thing called a survivor's benefit, and it's based on the deceased spouse's earnings record. So there may be Social Security available to the surviving spouse, but it's not simply a direct transfer of the deceased spouse's benefits to the surviving spouse, which means that what you need to do is you need to go to your Social Security office, and you need to sit down with them and tell them what your situation is. And, you know, make an appointment. It's always good to make an appointment for early in the morning so that you're one of the first in the door. Just don't walk in off the street because they're extraordinarily busy. But I would do that because I think it's very important for you to get that straight. And I appreciate very much your telephone call. And now let us go to Edward in Crystal Lake, Mississippi, I believe it is.
Tom, Edward? That's Crystal Springs, Mississippi. And
It said Crystal Lake here, but Crystal Springs is fine. Go ahead.
Okay, that will do. I'm out on my farm and listening to your radio program. And I heard your earlier program and all of the callers that called in for Ted Cruz. And I believe and agree and second the motion of most everything they've said. And I would like to say that I think Ted Cruz would be the best for our economy when he deals with taxes, economy, and trade, with the Second Amendment, moral issues, immigration, health care, and entitlements. Foreign policy, he's familiar, being in the Senate, very familiar. Energy and environment, education, civil liberties, and budget spending and debt with the past trillions of dollars for the last two administrations. I think that would be a no-brainer there. And also, if you look at, I feel like Ted Cruz is middle of the road because he believes in protecting our Constitution. We're over 200 years old, right at 240 years old as a nation. And under the Constitution we have, I think that he is, because of that, is to me, I consider him middle of the road. And I think he will do a very fine job on what he's done in the past, what he stands for. And if you look at the socialist leanings of, for instance, Venezuela, with their property rights and loss of property rights, businesses having trouble going out of business and all, it's a terrible story when you really get down to the facts. And I think Ted Cruz would definitely steer us away from those conditions.
Very good. Well, I appreciate your call, Edward. Thank you very much. And what we are going to do is pick up somebody who does not agree with you but has his own viewpoint, Bob in Santa Maria. Bob, go ahead. You're on the air. Oh, Bob just dropped off the air. Okay, well, let's try Mike in Myrtle Beach. Different subject, but an important one. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, my subject is reverse mortgages. I have a $50,000 reverse mortgage on my house, and I've come into a little bit of money, and I'm wondering if I should pay it off. What do you think of reverse mortgages?
Well, I think for a lot of people who are house rich and cash poor, it makes some sense, but it all depends on a whole bunch of things, like do you want to pass the house on to a family member? Is that important to you? Do you want to have some encumbrance on the house, which, of course, what a reverse mortgage is nothing more than it's called a reverse mortgage, but it is a mortgage nonetheless. So there's money due and owing on that house at some point in time. It just depends on what your situation is. I can't be the one to do that, but if you've come into money and you want to be free and clear, it's always better to be free and clear than it is.
I'm a single man. I'm 65 years old, and my wife passed away 4 years ago, and so, of course, mm-hmm. I'm going to pass my house down to another member of a family, you know, that's related to me. And so I'm just wondering, you know, should I just not worry about the $50,000 mortgage and just pass that debt on down to them and let them sell the house and pay for it, and then I don't have to take $50,000 out of my money that I need to live on.
Well, remember, it's all your money, so it just depends what you would do. The best thing you could do is call the company that you took the mortgage out from, or go see a financial advisor and simply ask them, what are the implications? So there could be tax implications. There could be other implications that we don't know about. So my advice is that this is one of those things where, for some people, reverse mortgage is the way they continue to live with some level of dignity and ability to do things. For other people, it becomes somewhat of an albatross. And in your case, it sounds like it's a toss-up as to whether or not you want to leave that property encumbered or not. And well, I certainly wouldn't pretend to know what your situation is, but I thank you for your call. And my best advice is to either talk to the mortgage company and find out what those implications are, or talk to a certified financial planner who at least can go over that, or an accountant who can give you the sense of that. My name's Tom Bakar. Bob will return next week, and we are going to get back with some more phone calls. We got several waiting, and we are happy to take them, and we will do that right after this. This is Money Talk.
Money Talk.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and LeVette wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work. So I've been hearing Dinovite on the radio for years.
DINOVITE.com. 859-428-1000.
It never actually crossed my mind to try it until I was just at a dead end. And then it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using Dinovite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on. It was awesome. He makes us feel like we saved him. Every rescue dog in America deserves Dinovite for 90 days. I wish that we would have started the Dinovite right away. It would have been so much easier.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
July 25th, 2006, we adopted April. She's a purebred, orange and white, Brittany. But when she started scratching like crazy, I said to John, it's got to be her food. You know, what you put into a dog is what you get out. We heard this radio commercial, and this woman was so excited about Dinovite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
I said to John, oh, I'm getting this. So the Dinovite comes, and I thought, a light bulb moment. She loves her dog food. She always leaves a little bit in her bowl. So So we added a huge scoop of Dynavite in it, and then we swished it around like gravy. She dove into that bowl. She licked it clean. She loved it. So that's been the routine for almost 10 years. April gets Dynavite for dessert. Her coat is now soft, it's silky, it's smooth. She even walks like a little princess.
859-428-1000.
On Dynavite, she's Little Miss Hollywood.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
I'm known as America's most trusted advisor on money matters, but who can you trust when it comes to taking control of your FICO score? Experian, America's largest credit bureau, that's who. With enrollment in Experian Credit Tracker, you get everyday access to your Experian credit report and FICO score, alerts of key credit changes, and best-in-class fraud resolution support. So make this the year you get serious about your credit. Start with your $1 credit report and FICO score at Experian.com.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. Call InventHelp today.
Call 1-800-358-7816. That's 1-800-358-7816.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
800-391-1755. 800-391-1755.
Every day a new must-have smart product launches. Here's what's smart. Protecting what matters. Your home, your family. Kidde makes that simple. Worry-free smoke and carbon monoxide alarms provide 10 years of nonstop power. No low battery chirps. And the remote link monitor and camera guard your home while you're gone and send alerts to your phone. No cords, no hubs, no stress. Smart, simple security. They've been protecting homes for nearly 100 years. Choose Kidde at the Home Depot. Now that's smart.
This is Money Talk.
Tom Baker sitting in for Bob Brinker, who's taking a well-deserved day off, and we're going to go to Anthony in Buffalo, New York. Anthony, you're on the air.
Yes, good. Good evening. How are you?
Good.
First of all, Donald Trump, the first thing that thinks Donald Trump worked himself up from nothing is foolish. His father left $200 million for four children. He had $50 million at his disposal. What did Donald Trump do for the country? He bankrupted three or four firms. He also took all of his, some of his clothing line being made in China. Anyone that thinks he's going to bring back business in this country is crazy. My second point is Hillary Clinton at least would drive a steady ship. She's been in the White House before. She knows what government's about. She served us well in New York State as our senator, and I would think that she knows a whole lot more than all these Republican candidates. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Anthony. Appreciate it very much. And now let us go to Elmer in Fairbanks, Alaska. We'll stay on this same tack. Go ahead, Elmer.
Hello. Yeah, I'd like to put a pitch in for John Kasich. I think he's plain spoken. He was chairman of the House Budget Committee in the 90s that got a balanced budget at after 30 years or some quite a long time, first one. And so I think that he's able to work with people, but he's also he tries to drive a conservative ship. And if the conservatives hadn't been in charge of the House and the Senate in those Clinton years, that they wouldn't have been nearly as balanced as it turned out, and financially stable. I guess he was relatively stable. I think he's done well. He went as far as he could, being conservative plans or proposals in Ohio, as far as the electorate would allow him to go. And so he did. I think he would be very competent and knowledgeable in the White House.
Elmer, you've gotten your say, and I appreciate it very much, and we're going to stay on that tack for one more call, which is Bob in Santa Maria. Bob, who do you like? Bob doesn't like anybody. I guess Bob's not there. Okay, well, then let's go to Mike in Asheville, North Carolina. Mike, you're on the air. Are you there, Mike? Okay, well, Mike dropped off as well, so that is the situation. Well, let's see. Bob in Santa Maria was going to say he likes Trump because of the wall. And Mike in Asheville said he filed for Social Security and is getting benefits. Wife is turning 60 soon. Can he file and suspend? Turns out that once you file, you can unfile, but it's a more complicated process. And Mike in Asheville, what you're going to need to do is what I told the other gentleman, make an early morning appointment with the Social Security Administration. Walk in there, tell them what your situation is, and see what the benefits are, but do it right away because this enormous benefit is going to go away in the not-too-distant future in May. So I think that's a very important thing. Well, we have had a pretty good 3 hours. I want to tell you that. I'm very happy to have been honored by Bob to have me sit in for him. He will be back next week, and he will do his normal, wonderful job of talking about very specific things in the market, and specifically the investments that will give you the ability to reach what he calls critical mass, and that is to where you can walk out of your job and still live the life that you want to live because you were smart enough, you were intelligent enough to do exactly what Bob suggests, which is to say get yourself into a position where you don't have to worry about other people, and then you can do what you want, whether that's to continue to work, which I choose to do. I'm well into retirement age, but I continue to do with the jobs that I do because I really have fun doing it. Otherwise, I wouldn't be doing it. But listening to Bob, I've been able to get close to critical mass, and we'll do that in the future. My name's Tom Vakar. Bob will return next week. This is Money Talk.
I'm known as America's most trusted advisor on money matters, but who can you trust when it comes to taking control of your FICO score? Experian, America's largest credit bureau, that's who. With enrollment in Experian Credit Tracker, you get everyday access to your Experian credit report and FICO score, alerts of key credit changes, and best-in-class fraud resolution support. So make this the year you get serious about your credit. Start with your $1 credit report and FICO score at Experian.com.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
PD stopped eating and all his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, scratched incessantly. There was hair all over. I heard a radio advertisement for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc.
There's flaxseed oil, the seaweed, the kelp, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Within 2 weeks, the shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days, and Sundance's coat was starting to get shiny and glossy the way it had when she was a puppy.
Tons of energy, no more bad smells.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching, the phone number for Dynavite is 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-495-2035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-495-2035. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-495-2035.
To cover, who scores?
The home of Kings Hockey.
KABC, Los Angeles,
Orange County.